Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show Uplifting Communities with John and Ms. J. And I'll tell you, we have a really, really good show for you guys today. So y'all get a soda, cup of coffee, beer, whatever y'all gonna get, and y'all just enjoy yourself with this show, because this is a very important show. But before I go any farther, I would like to ask Ms. J if she would mind bringing our special guest on. Excuse me, I got a mouth full of air because I'm so excited.
That's all right. It's all good. It's all good. First of all, thank everybody for joining us. If you called in by phone, please know that all you have to do is select one to join the conversation or to ask a question. And if you didn't, the phone number, if you would like to join us, is 213. See, I forgot the number. I'm laughing at John, and I forgot my own number. 213-943-3664, and select one at any time to join the conversation. I'm really excited about having this conversation because I have been talking about Bitcoin since 2009 when they came out. So I'm really glad to have a professional to discuss investing, training and teaching you about, scams, because it is some scams out there. So having someone that is knowledgeable about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, hopefully it'll get more people in our community involved in using it, investing, and so forth. So I'm excited. So we have Brandon Ivy here. He's a trainer and an investor on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And so it's really exciting to have him on. But Brandon, before we get started with all these questions, tell the audience just a little bit about you. We post a little bit about your background, but I'd like them to know what made you really go towards, cryptocurrency and Bitcoin.
Fantastic. Well, Jay and John, Ms. Jay, thank you for inviting me on, and congratulations on your show this month. It's 3 years on the air. That's powerful right there. It means you've got a voice for the community and a bunch of people that want to listen to you and plug in. And so continue doing what you're doing. That's a shining star. So I appreciate that, and I'm honored to be here. And Ms. Jay, I am shocked you've been in crypto since 2009. Do you know how rare that is to find somebody to say I was there from the beginning? So I got to give it up to you for recognizing something as powerful as this space way back then, because I didn't. The first time I ever heard about Bitcoin was in 2000. It first got above $100 when I got interested in it, but I didn't buy my first Bitcoin until 2016 when I started to really get into it. But but before that, I got started in as becoming an entrepreneur my senior year at Morehouse College. I didn't want to follow that old path of you need to go to school, get good grades, and get a good, safe, secure job. And I think that an education is important. My oldest son just finished his first year of college, so they definitely are going to school. But I also believe that the schools are preparing our children for a world that will no longer exist. And so they're not learning applicable skills that's going to help them survive and thrive in this new century. And it didn't start with them. It started with my generation, the children of the baby boomers. And so I decided to try to become an entrepreneur. I didn't have much success my first 10 years, but I never gave up. And I just kept at it and kept at it, learned certain skills. And as a result, I ended up being able to retire from corporate America at the age of 36 years old. And I haven't looked back ever since. And the last few years, in this stage of my life, I said, I want to switch into really the investor side, let my money work for me. And what industry out there besides, the traditional stock market, real estate, that I can get into, precious metals. And I had friends that got involved in this Bitcoin, this thing called Bitcoin kept popping up and people talking about it and growing. And I was like, what is that? Monopoly money? Is this the real deal? Is it fake? So I was skeptical, but people were making money. They were making money. So I knew one rule. If somebody else is succeeding at something, then that means if I put my head down and work just as hard, I can have success in it as well. So I decided, let me learn about this thing and find out what this is all about and what all the hype is and why does it keep going up in value. This is 2017. And so in my quest for knowledge, I found out two things that shook me to my core. The first thing I found out was that cryptocurrencies represent the greatest economic shift in wealth in the history of mankind for the most amount of people. And that last part is very important because there's been other economic shifts in wealth in the past, but they've been blocked out from most people. You've got to be born in the right family, have the right skin color, speak the right language, or be in the right country. But cryptocurrency, there's no barrier to entry. All you need is a cell phone and access to the internet and maybe $5, and you can get involved. Yeah, that's it. But what scared me about that is most people don't even know. They don't even know it exists. They don't even know that there's an opportunity to get involved in. So that was the first thing. The second thing I learned is that the technology that underlies cryptocurrency, that makes it all possible, the blockchain technology, distributed ledger technology, is the greatest invention since the internet. It's going to disrupt every single major industry on the planet today, and it's going to have the major shift in our lifestyle and impact on human society since the introduction of agriculture. And when you see something that big, you know we are at the vanguard of a brand new era, age, a new world, a revolution. And yet again, most people don't even know it's going on. And so those two things that set me on the path of not just being an investor to be able to make money myself and provide for my family, but also to get the word out to the community so that they know there is hope, there is something that they can be a part of to change their financial status, and nobody has an excuse. The only thing you lack is knowledge of it. So that's my mission, my goal, and my crusade.
That's awesome. You know, I think, too, when it first came out, everybody kept saying that it was black market. Like, so that scared a lot of people off because when it first came out, you know, crooks use everything. So it's not going to be nothing that they're excluded from. They make fake money out of, you know what I'm saying? So they're going to do what they're going to do. But I think when it first came out, the biggest fear is that everybody kept saying criminals use it to, you know, sell drugs. They use it for, you know, whatever their game is. So I think that also made a lot of people shy away because it was not regulated. There was no rules to it. And I think the fear of something that has no real rules scares a lot of people because, contrary to what we believe, people like structure. They know they put their money in the bank and they go to the bank. Their money is supposed to be there. But what they don't know is the bank uses your money to pay their bills. I worked for the bank. I was an auditor. So your money is really not in your account. Your money is being shifted all around. And, you know, but they have to make sure that what you put in there, they can give it back to you. But your money really is not sitting in your bank account. And I think it's an illusion that people really believe, well, my money's in the bank, I got it. Well, this crypto, who's running it, who's doing this and who's doing that? So I think it's a fear there too. So let's talk about what is Bitcoin and cryptocurrency to give them a kind of better idea about what it's really about.
Right, and you know, and that goes back to the education side. You're right that people don't even understand the money that's in their wallet. They don't understand that the dollar that they have right now is only worth 5% of what it was 100 years ago. They don't understand how inflation works, how interest rates work, that when you get your paycheck and you put it in the bank, that as soon as you put it in the bank takes your money and now they're making it work for them, and they may reward you with 2% at the end of the year. So you're paying the bank for them to manage your money to make them money, not you money, and you're penalized if you pull your money out early. But people don't understand this concept, but there was a wake-up call. And the wake-up call happened in 2008, which is why Bitcoin itself was allowed to thrive. And that wake-up call was the financial crisis. When we had the mortgage meltdown in 2008, everybody had their trust in the banks. Everybody had their trust in the government. But people lost their homes, their mortgages, their 401k, their savings account. They lost their jobs. Oil prices skyrocketed. It was the greatest recession since the Great Depression. And then when we looked to the government to solve it, what did the government do? They came out and bailed out the banks. They bailed out businesses too big to fail, and they used taxpayer money to do so. So we paid to bail them out. Nobody went to jail, and we're the ones left holding the bag and still trying to recover from that. So that alone, you ended up having a shift in people saying, maybe the government isn't going to look out for my best interest. What alternatives are there? And that opening allowed Bitcoin to slide on in and say, listen, the entire point of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is to be decentralized, meaning that there is no government control. There is no bank control. They can't screw up your money. We are now putting the power in your hands. You are your own bank. And this is actually how it used to be in America all the way up to the 1860s. If people really know their history, the average American was able to mint their own coin for bartering with the U.S. coin. The only entity that was not allowed to do so were the states. The states couldn't compete with the federal government. But because of the Civil War that was about to get started, and you had foreign powers like the French, the British, the Spanish that were interceding among U.S. citizens, the U.S. government banned all foreign currency and considered the currency that the citizens were minting as foreign currency, and you can only use the U.S. government-backed currency. So it wasn't until the 1860s that this has taken place. So Bitcoin has taken us back to our origins. Now, what is Bitcoin? It's basically digital currency. Now, the average person already knows that they don't walk around with much cash in their hands. Everybody uses a debit card. So that part is already understandable. It's just ones and zeros on a computer screen. But digital currencies allows peer-to-peer transaction without a third party, without the bank, without Western Union. You know, you don't have limits on how much you can send. You don't have to pay high transaction fees. One Bitcoin in Japan is worth the same as one Bitcoin in Australia. We're talking about a world financial digital economy that brings all of us together and eliminates the third party. And it can't be changed. It can't be tampered. It can't be hacked. And that just goes into the technology behind it. But that's basically what Bitcoin is. It is controlled for the people, by the people, no government, no entity, and it can't be stopped. So that's hope that makes sense, a little explanation for that.
Yeah, it does. So how can someone go about starting? Say someone got some money, and they say, okay, this sounds great. How do I start Bitcoin? Break that
great.
Down.
Great. Well, one is understanding how the process works. First and foremost, it doesn't matter how much money you have. You can get involved because you can buy a piece of the Bitcoin. You don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. But understand there's multiple ways of making money in this space, and that's what everyone's ultimate goal is. And the first way is buying and holding. That means I'm going to go buy some Bitcoin. Like if they got started what you did, this Jay, back in 2009, and
yeah,
you got some Bitcoin.
About $10. I paid $10. I did.
$10
because
worth back then.
On it.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you?
You would have got hundreds, if not thousands, of Bitcoins for $10 back then. But today,
I wasn't thinking. I was scared, but I only got a few. But I did it.
Well, back then Bitcoin was only worth a couple dollars, if that.
Yep.
And so if you hold on to it like it's a store of value, then over time, the price of Bitcoin went from 0.008 cents all the way up to $19,800 on December 17th. And right now it's hovering. We just had a market correction today, about $6,700, $6,800 per coin. So if you had a lot of Bitcoin back then, you held on to it, you're a millionaire today. So when you hear stories of people who became Bitcoin millionaires, that's what they did. They bought Bitcoin when it was cheap. Now, there's a second way to earn to make money in this space, and it's called trading with Bitcoin. And that's you need to learn how to get your trading account set up. So, and I think everybody, this should be, and we said this in Chicago yesterday, we had a Bitcoin boot camp for the community. And we told everybody, whether you decide to get involved or not, you should register and get yourself a Bitcoin wallet because it's going to be a necessity for everybody in the world. So get started with it right now. So you create your Bitcoin wallet, and if you've ever set up a PayPal account or you've done online banking, it's the same type of process. So you set up your Bitcoin account. There's many different wallets that you can use to set it up. And then you attach it to your own bank, and you can purchase Bitcoin. And there's different ways you can purchase Bitcoin. So you're basically transferring your U.S. dollar or wherever you're in the world, your fiat currency, for this digital Bitcoin. And then from there, you have choices. You can hold on to it. You can put it on an exchange and trade it against other coins like the stock market or the Forex market, and do microtransactions. And there's people out there that make a full-time living off of trading. You know, the first time I ever did that, I turned $30 into $600 in less than 2 months. But I have friends that are making millions trading by themselves because they learn the skills to do so. And then the third way to make money in this space is really by taking advantage of mining machines. And these mining machines are the ones that create the blockchain. And when a block is created, a reward is pumped out, which is called Bitcoin or whatever currency it's mining. And so I tell my son, would you rather buy a golden egg or the golden goose that's going to produce golden eggs every single month? And then there's after that, you've got I can invest in ICOs, which is companies that's trying to get started and they're raising funds. Or you can invest in blockchains or other businesses. But that gets a little bit more technical. But those first three are the first three ways. If somebody wants to get started, first thing you need to do is set up your wallet and buy you some Bitcoin, and you're in the game.
You know, I want to talk about that trade.
What a Bitcoin will cost people these days, just if you know, what it normally costs a person, let's say if a person wanted to get Bitcoins, what a Bitcoin costs?
Well, one Bitcoin, the whole Bitcoin itself can fluctuate. You know, when it got first started, it was less than a penny. Today, it's over $7,000, well, over $6,500. You don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin, and that's what I thought. When I was looking at it 2015 and 16, it was $700. I'm like, man, that's expensive. Well, you don't need to. You could put $5 in, and now you own a piece of a Bitcoin, and a piece is what's called a Satoshi. And what that means is the Bitcoin decimal goes 8 or 9 decimal spaces. The U.S. dollar only goes 2 beyond cents. You know, so this can stretch out a long way when you own some Bitcoin. So $5, $2, $10, it doesn't matter. You decide how much you want to buy. But there's no barrier. Say you can only get in if you put $500 down. No, you can get in for $2.
That's what I like about it. Because it doesn't matter what your economic status is, if you want to test it, everybody got $2. I mean, we spend $2 at McDonald's. And when it first came out, that's what I was telling people. You spend $2, you know, going to Starbucks or eating out or whatever. So it is a good way to practice. I didn't do the trading, but I think I'm going to trade. I'm going to learn how to trade. I'll call you. But I want to learn how to trade because a reason why I say that because you can sit on something because you can't use it. I mean, I can't. I'm not using mine because I'm self-employed and I'm thinking about aging. So, but if I can flip it and make it expand, why not do that? But you know, to the audience, it's important to understand that you control your money. And right now, whether you believe it or not, you don't have any control over your money. And this is the way for you to control your money, control your financial growth, and sit back.
That's correct. That's correct. Well, go ahead.
Now, we're with Bitcoin. Now, how can you purchase stuff with Bitcoin? Like a dollar bill, you can go to the store and get you a candy bar. Okay.
That's a good question.
You know, what all can you do with this Bitcoin? I think go ahead.
Yeah, that's what they want to know. What can I use with this thing in my life? Can I go buy a cup of coffee with Bitcoin? Well, the answer is yes and no. You see, Bitcoin itself is a commodity, and the SEC just came out and said it's not a security, it's real money. But you need to have different vendors that are accepting Bitcoin. So if you're going around town, you might see some stores that have a little insignia on their store saying, we accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, or Litecoin, or Ripple. So if you see a store like that, then you definitely can walk in there. If you've got your wallet on a phone, or if you've got a direct Bitcoin debit card, and you can pay for that transaction in Bitcoin. But then you have other options where there's cards such as BitPay, where you put your Bitcoin in your BitPay wallet, which is attached to your debit card. So if I were to go to the grocery store, I pick up all the items that I want. I scan my little Bitcoin debit card. At the point of transaction, it automatically converts your Bitcoin into U.S. dollars. So what you're giving the store is not Bitcoin. You're giving the store U.S. dollars, but you didn't even have to use your bank. You use your Bitcoin account, and the Bitcoins automatically did it. So there's Visa and MasterCard that allow you to use all of your Bitcoins in your wallet to make everyday purchases. But as time goes on, you're going to start to see more and more vendors, grocery stores, Starbucks, they're going to start accepting crypto coins directly. You'll see like an Amazon or other stores online pay with Bitcoin. And all you need to do is put in your wallet, and you pay for it directly there without having to even transfer it to your bank account.
Wow.
That's true. And people have purchased houses. I know someone who got a house through Bitcoin. So I'm assuming they must have used the way you're saying, because I know people that have purchased homes and cars using Bitcoin.
Well, let's put it this way. There are some dealerships, Tesla, Lamborghinis, where they accept Bitcoin directly, where you just transfer, I'm going to give you 50 Bitcoin for my Lambo or for a house or a condo. There was even high-class private schools in New York that's allowing the parents to pay their students' tuition in Bitcoin directly. So you just transfer it from your Bitcoin wallet to their Bitcoin wallet. Like, I just bought a new car. I call it my Bitcoin mobile, but I paid it with U.S. dollars earned through Bitcoin. So before I paid for it, I transferred the Bitcoin into my bank account, and then I bought the car. But yeah, there are places where you can just directly use the Bitcoin and transfer it and make your purchases.
Yep. I think it's awesome. I think it's really awesome. I think it's a great way, especially for people maybe not having the best credit these days because of the economy still coming back. It's a great way for them to reconstruct their financial freedom without having other people telling them, well, no, well, I got it on Bitcoin, I can use it. You know what I mean? It's so many ways that this can benefit starting businesses. You know, you can start a business using it. It's just a lot of ways that it can be used. I think we just got to get the fear out and trust that it works, because if we wait too late, I mean, you think about now, like you said, when it first started, it was only a couple of dollars, a couple of pennies, you know, to get started back in 2009 where the old heads like me jumped on it. But then now you're talking, you know, over $6,000, almost $7,000 for a coin. I couldn't even buy a coin now, you know, right out my pocket. So it that's a big jump from pennies to $6,000.
Here's one thing I say about that. You know, I have more fear of holding my U.S. dollars than I do holding my Bitcoin and crypto coins, because they've already shown us that what could happen where we lose practically everything. And if it happened once, it can happen again. And I'm of that belief that it's not a matter of if the economy has another issue, but a matter of when. And what Bitcoin allows us to do is to be prepared. So you've got to think like wealthy people. Wealthy people do not keep cash in the bank. They don't save their money. They invest their money because they don't trust the U.S. dollar either. So they know if things go sideways, their wealth doesn't lose value because they've got it in precious metals or they've got it in real estate. But the economically disadvantaged, I don't like saying poor people, but the economically disadvantaged people, they don't have the resources to put something extra aside, because we're so busy just trying to pay bills next month. You know, we're only 1 month away from living on the street if you lose your paycheck. So what Bitcoin allows that individual to do is to now, even for a small amount of money, that they'd never be able to participate in the real estate game or the stock market or the Forex. But with a small amount of money, they can start building themselves a crypto portfolio and let it grow from there. And we've got over 2 billion unbanked people around the world. And if you don't have access to a bank account, a savings account, a checking account, you don't have access to wealth creation. So Bitcoin now eliminates those barriers and gives everybody equal opportunity, regardless of race, education. You don't need to go to college to do this, or your economic status. It doesn't matter. You have access to it now.
Mm. So
that's a mouthful.
Yes. So a person can have a wallet, and if he got enough, if he or she have enough bitcoins in her wallet, in their wallet, and they wanted to buy a house, and if you got a somewhat, you know, a bank or what, you know, somebody that accepts bitcoin, well, then they can trade the bitcoin for the house, or they can purchase the house with the bitcoin.
That's correct, and that's what you call exchanges, where the exchanges allows you to change your bitcoin into any other form of currency anywhere around the world that you can use to, if they don't accept bitcoin outright, you can transfer that into fiat dollars, and then now you can use that to make your purchase.
Wow. There's a lot of, you have to do a lot of training for that, because I've heard of Bitcoin when it first came out, and I tried to set up a wallet, but for some reason, I didn't, you know, my computer or something went wrong, and then I just went on and forgot about it. But
I
know a lot of young people right now. Matter of fact, I'm looking at the board because I'm the engineer and I take care of the board. And, you know, and I'm looking at the board, and there's a lot of people that I've talked to, you know, about Bitcoin. And they was thinking about purchasing Bitcoins, but they don't know enough about it. They don't know what they're getting. The only thing that they know is that the word Bitcoin, you know, and they don't know.
Well, they know now.
Yeah, they know now. You know, matter of fact, I got an email from this lady out here in Sacramento, okay, and she couldn't tune in to the show, but she wanted for me to tell her about the Bitcoin because she wanted to purchase Bitcoins. Now, I told her I was going to go ahead on and send her a link to the website so that way she can go ahead on and listen at it. Matter of fact, there's a lot of people listening at the show on the website as we speak. But, man, this is so exciting.
You know, Brandon, on Google, there is a, you know, because you can Google it and set it up. But there's a lot of different companies and organizations saying they represent Bitcoin. And I wanted to, you know, because people get scammed. So how do they know if this is a real Bitcoin representative?
Well, that's a good question. And my dilemma, when I first started to look at this space, the first thing I did is I went to Google and YouTube. And when I Google, because there's no classes. I'm not going to go down to the local community college and they're offering something. And some of the colleges that are starting to do so is expensive. And most people don't have that type of money. Even I asked my son, he just finished his first year. I said, how many courses or anything in classes did you learn about crypto? And he said, none. They don't offer that. So you're going to have to self-educate yourself. Problem is, you have millions of things that pop up in a search. You don't know where to begin. You don't know who to ask. And you're going to learn the hard way by losing money as you go out there. And so my dilemma after I learned how to do this, then my inbox started blowing up with people asking me, hey, Brandon, can you tell me about Bitcoin? Can you teach me how this works? Can you show me this and that? And I love helping people, but I'm only one person. And 90% of my day was spent trying to answer and help the questions. And unfortunately, time is money. So what we did, my partners and I said, you know, if you want something done right, do it yourself. So we built our own education program. So that's why I just came back from Chicago. We had a Bitcoin boot camp, and our company provides crypto education for the masses, where we teach you from A to Z everything you need to know about Bitcoin, from the history of it to how to set your wallet up, how to buy it, what it is, what the exchanges are, security of it, and most importantly, how can I make some money? So we created an education course because I didn't trust anybody else out there.
That makes sense. And I'm going to add your website to the end of the – I'm going to post your website. I think I still have your website. I'm going to post it so that people can check it out, because that is the biggest fear too. Because as you say, when you Google Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies, you get everybody saying, I'm a representative, I do this, I do that. And nobody really wants to take that chance in losing money when you really don't have no money.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I know
anyway,
people have $80,000 lessons, lost money, lost a lot of money, learned them the hard way.
Well, I want to let the audience know you're listening at Uplifting Communities Talk Show, and we have a specialist, a crypto specialist on, Mr. Brandon Ivy. And if you guys want to ask a question or elaborate on something, please press 1, and we'll let you in. Okay,
now,
go ahead.
Now, do you guys charge people to help them? Or, I mean, because, you know, I don't want to cause a disillusion that, you know, whether or not you charge. So I need to be honest on that. So is there a charge for you to help a person get started?
Well, instead of me working directly, we do have a charge for our product. It costs $250. That product's going to get you 45 lessons on cryptocurrency, and they're done in video format, so you can have it playing in the background. We've got 3 main modules called Bitcoin 101, then Cryptocurrency Intermediate, and Crypto Advanced. And at the end of each model, after 15 lessons, we give you a test so that we make sure that you retain the information that you learned. And one thing that we can guarantee is that whoever goes through our course, by the time they come out on the other end, they're going to have some confidence that they know they can come into the Bitcoin space and they can navigate and be able to spot the scams that's out there, the fake ICOs, and be able to make informed, intelligent decisions and limit their risk. You know, there's always going to be risk. I can guarantee that somewhere along the line you're going to lose somewhere, because nothing happens 100% of the time perfectly. But by being educated, you limit any type of risk, and you're going to have far more rewards than losses.
That's right. Okay. Well, we have a caller. Okay. They want to either ask you a question or elaborate on something. Y'all ready to let them in?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hello, this is Terry O'Neill from Sacramento. Hi, John Brown. Miss J.
Hello.
Hello. I just, I John told me about, actually informed me about Bitcoin. Prior to that, I had no idea. I knew nothing about it, and I think most people that I would talk to would say they had never heard of it. And I just think that it's a wonderful thing that what you're doing, educating the masses or, you know, the average person on it, because first, you know, we're not aware. There's a lack of awareness. It's something that, just based on what I've heard, I've been listening, and I missed a little bit, but it's very interesting to me, and I'm on, you know, not into, well, I'm into my money, you know, so I guess it's something that we all need to know, you know, because we're into our money, and there is this false illusion about when we put our money in the banks, you know, that our money is safe there, you know, and I think that should be an ongoing education, you know, that we don't, our children don't know, and that a lot of us, you know, adults, you know, don't know or not educated on. But I guess one of the questions that came to mind, and you guys did an excellent job in asking Mr. Brandon the questions, because, you know, they were all the questions that I had. What is it? How can you use it? And I don't know a lot about crypto either. That's something that I would have to educate myself more on. But I was wondering, one of the questions that came to mind is there an app that you use for it? You know, is there a specific app that you use? And we're always on our phones. Or is
right.
it, you know?
Well, I'll answer it this way, because you're asking about is there a virtual assistant, basically, that can mm-hmm. that you have easy access to. Our company,
right.
Cryptogenics, has created not just one but two apps for our members. So once they go through our course, then our app, you can just click on that on your phone. It's going to give you updated cryptocurrency news, what's going on throughout the day. It's going to let you know what's going on within the community, because that's what we're creating here. We're creating a community. Because it's not controlled mm-hmm. by any government or any business, but we're able to share with each other. And so it's going to be able to kind of hold your hand a bit, especially for those of you that want to be getting into the trading. We teach you how to open up your own trading account, put your own crypto into it, and what to do from there. And so that's your virtual assistant. Another app that I strongly encourage is an app called CoinMarketCap.com, and that's free for everybody, where it charts the top 100 cryptocurrency coins on the market. See, most people only heard about Bitcoin, but they don't know there's thousands of coins out there, and they all do different things and different purchases, and you can also make a whole lot of money on those other coins and never even touch Bitcoin. And so CoinMarketCap.com kind of follows all of that, but our company, Cryptogenics, is creating an app that is your basic virtual assistant that you can click on and get updates, news, and information.
Okay, very good. I'm definitely interested in this, so I'm going to be doing my research because, you know, I'm thinking like Ms. J, I'm also thinking about, you know, getting to the point of retirement. Even though I got a little ways to go, you know, I'm a planner, so I've been thinking about the future and, you know, and investments and things like that. And just, you know, I'm still at a point, I'm 44, we'll be 45 soon, but, you know, at a place where, yeah, actually I should have been thinking about this a lot sooner, you know, but life happens to us all, and we get to this place where, you know, we're, some of us are starting over, you know.
Yeah,
and like
absolutely.
Ms. J said, yeah, like rebuilding our credit, you know, and just rebuilding in general, you know, is kind of where I'm at. So I'm looking for, you know, this came at a good time for me because honestly and truly, I had no knowledge of it.
You know what? That's funny you said that, sis, because I just see it everywhere. And when people say that, I go, how could you not see it? I mean, I see it on Vice News. Well, it could be what I watch, because I watch Vice, mm-hmm. Vice Channel. You know, I watch, you know, abstract stuff, so it could be because of that. But, you know, it's never too late to start. And just
right.
like he said, you know, since you can just buy a piece of a coin, you ain't got to buy a whole coin, right?
Right?
So if you're afraid, like, to give up a whole bunch of money at one time, test it with a piece of coin. You know, buy a coin, put $5 on a coin and $10 on a coin. You're going to still grow, you know, maybe not as fast, but you can monitor it and get more comfortable with it. And you know, it's great that they have a program, because even say you take your $20 and you buy a piece of a coin and you're under his program, you're still going to learn and you can learn how to, you know, manipulate what you have contribute. See, when I started, there was nobody like him. They were like, kept saying Bitcoin, Bitcoin, and I just kept saying on different things because I'm an investor. I got an investment account, and so it kept coming up. So I figured, you know, what's a couple of bucks? But there was nobody that can give you instructions, so I didn't do anything with it. But now, I mean, they're doing so many things with it now that it makes me think, dang, you know, I didn't even imagine that it would go this far. So it's the money for the future. So even if you start small, don't be afraid. I like to say that because we're so afraid sometimes. Don't be afraid, sis. Take $20. You know,
oh, yeah, because
started.
I spent $20. I've spent more than $20 at Jamba Juice this week.
I just said that Starbucks,
yes.
McDonald's,
yes.
You know, on the weaves, on the wigs, on the nails. You
yes.
know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Or in the
yes.
club on a drink. That's two drinks at the club. I'm just saying.
None of that brought
you
any return
that,
except
but,
looking cute.
Right. But, you know, one of the things I do want to say is that, you know, Ms. J, you were, you know, you are an investor, so this is, you know, you would have heard about this. I'm just saying the people that, and I'm an educator, I still never really heard about it. And if I did hear about it, you know, prior to John talking to me about it, you know, it kind of went over my head, or went, you know, probably didn't pay much attention to it. You know, I'm an educator, writer, and, you know, and kind of in a certain arena, and not an investor. That's not an excuse, you know, to have a lack of knowledge, but, you know, it's just something that I've never, you know, never really heard of, or obviously at the time had an interest in, you know. So,
yeah.
But, you know, I'm definitely at this point in my life, I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about what is a good to invest in. And, of course, you know, what I've found was some IRAs, you know, some that third party that you talk about, you know, some bank investments and things like that. But, you know, of course, we want to put our money where, you know, we're going to get the most out of that investment. You know, so I'm definitely not afraid to just put something in there, so I could see, you know, see where it goes. And I just want to be more knowledgeable on it. That's all.
Absolutely, you know? That is no fear. I mean, that's the big deal, because when I wasn't always an investor. It was an older black lady. She had an investment group, and I was like, black people don't invest. What are you doing? So I was like, and they were old. I mean, old. And so, but they were always driving around these Mercedes, and they was all, you know, as the kid says, Gucci'd out. And I'm like, well, why y'all looking like that? And I'm working all these hours. And so she taught me. So trust me, I didn't just wake up and say one day I wanted to be an investor. I was nosy. And I wanted to know why they had something I did not have, and I was working like a dog. And so she taught me. Yeah, and so that's what I'm saying. We got to teach ourselves. And, you know, and just be nosy, like, you know, figure it out. Because if we don't, you know, like Brandon was saying, like, it's an economic freedom. If you can take that Bitcoin, like, say, if you're in Paris, you can trade out for money that's, you know, their money. You know, you can go to Africa. You can trade out for, you know, I'm just saying, it is a universal money that can be used not just in the United States. So even if you took a trip, you can exchange it for money to use where you on your trip.
All right. Well, we have another caller. Let's see if we can get this caller on, okay? Hold on. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
A couple of them back. You hear them? They got feedback.
Hello? Yes, caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
You got to drop that one, John.
Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Okay, well, she's still on there, but she don't.
Yeah, I would just go on to the next call.
Okay, Brandon, you mentioned something about the stock market. Okay, explain to the what you meant when you say, is Bitcoin on the stock market now?
Well, that's a good question. Well, see, the stock market is, if you understand how it works, is where traditional businesses, you got Fortune 500 companies, and that they are publicly traded and offer themselves to be ownership by the public. The only problem with that is the barrier of entry. You know, most Americans are only involved in the stock market through their 401ks on their job. And if you want to be a true investor, you need at least $250,000 to $1 million to play their game. And there's no guarantees. There's risk involved. And so most of those people have discretionary income to play around and invest. And so most of us don't have access to that. So you've got the stock market. You've got the Forex, which is just the international exchange of different money around the world, which is far bigger and larger than the stock market. And now you have the cryptocurrency market, which acts like its own version of a stock market in the cryptocurrency space. Now, Bitcoin is not currently being traded on the stock market, but there are agencies from Wall Street that's getting involved, like the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and the CBOE, that they came online in December of 2017, and they're offering futures investments for their investors. Now you have NASDAQ, you have Chase Bank. They're all looking to get in on adding Bitcoin some form of a way And then I just saw an article today where NASDAQ is looking to add Litecoin to be traded on the stock exchange, on the NASDAQ exchange.
Hey, that would be good.
Yes. That is huge. Hint, hint for anybody holding Litecoin out there. So there's the gradual acceptance and adoption of crypto is starting to happen mainstream amongst the investors. My concern and my drive is we need to bring this awareness to our people, since we've been historically left out of these type of things and shifts that happen. Now we can get in on it right now before it's too late. And that's why we created our education program, so we can get so many people informed, because you can't unlearn what you learn and then go from there.
Oh, yeah, okay, now. When you say Bitcoin is a crypto currency, right?
Correct.
Just like they have other cryptocurrency out there. So Bitcoin is just one. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, Bitcoin is the granddaddy of them all. It's the very first one. It has 37% of the entire cryptocurrency market. But there are many other coins out there that are also doing their own thing.
Yeah. Because let me ask you this, though. Okay, like on Bitcoin, when you're on the market cap website, now, because I have the website, they have Bitcoin, they have Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin Shares. So those are all different ways that you can use the Bitcoin. Is that correct?
Well, actually, those are what's called forks of a Bitcoin, which I'm going to explain this in layman's terms. So the first time I heard it, it put me to sleep, and I didn't understand the word they were talking about.
Okay.
So
cool beans.
What happens is, imagine if you're driving down a road and you're with your spouse, and you, as a man, we don't want to ask for directions. We think we know everything, and our wife tells us we need to make a right, and the husband says, no. We need to go left, and you can't agree on whether you're going right or left. Now, the husband and wife can represent the miners, the developers that's creating the blockchain for Bitcoin. They come to a point where they can't agree, and when that happens, where there's no consensus, then they decide to split, get a divorce, and they go in two separate directions. So the wife goes to the right road, the husband goes on the left road, and they forge their own path, but they share a common history all the way up until they decided to split. So that happened with Bitcoin. That's why there's Bitcoin and there's Bitcoin Cash. So they do two different things now.
Okay. I see. Now I get it. Okay, well, we have another. Let's see if we can get this caller on. Let's see. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Hello, caller. State your name and where you're calling from. Okay, they press one.
They probably got shy. Brandon, you mentioned Litecoin. Because they're right now, they're capping at about almost 6 million. What's the difference between Litecoin and Bitcoin? Is it any difference, or is it the market, where you can use them?
Well, you have to understand each coin does have a different purpose. Litecoin can be another version of Bitcoin by their stating that they may have different forms of a smart contract or a different blockchain that can handle more blocks and do more trades and facilitate things much quicker. See, because Bitcoin was the very first. So Litecoin figures themselves to be the next generation that's going to be mass adoption, because for businesses, it has a better ability to scale up, handle more traffic. Imagine Bitcoin as MySpace and Litecoin as Facebook. Have different versions. Now, it hasn't jumped on popularity only because nobody's heard of it yet. All they know about is Bitcoin. That's the granddaddy of them. So all of these coins, and I would advise, when you start looking at CoinMarketCap, you can go straight to their websites and see exactly what they do, who's backing them, the developers. On that CoinMarketCap, over the next 10 years, probably 90% of those coins won't be in existence anymore. So you have to be very careful about which ones you decide to invest in. You want to make sure that you see a real project behind it that has real-world use, like Ethereum, Ripple, Monero, Dash, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin. And the, like today's biggest news about Litecoin is that they're about to be traded on the NASDAQ. So
wow.
That's very important to follow.
Yeah, because they're only like – to get a Litecoin, I'm not saying it's not a lot of money, but it's way cheaper than a Bitcoin. Litecoin right now, because of the where they are, it's only like $104 a coin. You know what I mean? So compared
well,
to
that's
Bitcoin –
that's because of demand. Demand,
yeah.
That's the reason why. And let me explain this too, because people say, how can Bitcoin
okay.
go from pennies to now be worth thousands of dollars? Well,
yes,
what
well,
happens
well,
with – Well, with the U.S. government, if we start, you know, having money problems and debt, the government just prints more money. Ever since we got off the gold standard in 1971, they basically, if they need anything, they'll just print more money. But Bitcoin works more like gold. Why is gold valuable? Because there's a
okay.
finite amount of it. There isn't an unlimited source of gold. And the more people who want gold, the bigger the value. Well, Bitcoin, there's only going to be 21 million in existence, and there's 36 million millionaires in the world. So if every millionaire today wanted one Bitcoin, there's not enough to go around. So what starts
okay.
to happen is if you own the Bitcoin, and as this starts getting more popular, more people want it, then the price, the demand for it, and the price and value starts to skyrocket. And one thing I tell our community right now is it should be everybody's goal to own at least one full Bitcoin and then put it away. Put it in a cold storage wallet. Don't ever touch it. Don't pull it out to go get some new clothes and a new car. Just set it aside because one day that one Bitcoin could be worth over $100,000 a coin, $500,000 or $1 million based on demand.
Yep.
And people will say, you know, I remember when Bitcoin was worth less than $10,000. That's what's going to be the word because people like you right now, Ms. J, can say, I remember when Bitcoin was worth less than 10 bucks. And
right.
that's the value of it right now.
Wow. Hey, you're so
We're
right.
We're going to be talking on the phone.
That's right. You is right. I never looked at it that way. Because in the years to come, you know, Bitcoin going to be pretty big, you know.
It's big now, dude. One coin is $500.
You think it's big now. You just waiting about the next 10 years when a person, when they get, you know, iron out the kinks in it. You know, that's when you're going to really say, well, yeah, it's big. You know, but now we talked about Brandon. We talked about you know all the positive things about Bitcoin. Now, what are some of the downfalls with Bitcoin? Is you know
Bitcoin?
Which...
Oh, absolutely. Well, here, I'll give you a couple. And Ms. J touched on this verse to begin with. Whenever you have the introduction of new technology, you're going to have a lot of naysayers, one, against it because it's something that's brand new, but you're also going to have the first people that jump into it are some criminals because they find it as another avenue to be able to do their criminal activity without the regulation, without the eyes of the law. And ultimately, that gets they get caught up on. But today, the criminal side of it is an argument that can no longer be used because the fact of the matter is, only 0.5% of all Bitcoin transactions are being used for criminal activity. Only 0.5%. So when you see the news media or the government saying, oh, we got to watch out for this Bitcoin because people are using it to buy drugs, they're using it for ISIS and terrorism, really, 99% of all illegal activity is being done through the U.S. dollar. But we haven't criminalized that yet. And so we gotta have to force the fact that Bitcoin is brand new. This is the internet, 1991 and 92. You know, Brian Gumbel was famous on TV on Good Morning America talking about, hey, what's the internet? And what's email? Nobody's going to use that. You know, so we're
right.
at the beginning stages of that. Another negative of Bitcoin is that it isn't designed for large-scale scalability just yet. It's getting
there.
Right. And so people, that's why you have altcoin. That's why Bitcoin Cash came to be. And so I don't ultimately think that it's the world is going to be a Bitcoin world. It's going to be a cryptocurrency world, a digital currency world. Bitcoin's just the first. Another major problem is the volatility. So for people that want to invest, it's not like the stock market where it kind of handles very steady until something crazy happens in the world or the market and people panic. You know, with crypto, it can go in one day, move 400, 500, 1,000, or 2,000 points in any direction. So for somebody who is emotional, I call them emotional traders, you know, that they just can't stand if they have a loss, then this is not for them. For individuals, I don't advise you to invest money you cannot afford to lose, number one. And that's a very key thing about it. But it's volatile. It goes up, it goes down. But if you pull the microscope back and you look at the long-term trend on where this is going, it's going nowhere but up. And then the biggest thing is lack of education. Lack of education allows somebody to demonize what they don't understand. And by demonizing it, they're blocking their own opportunity. And then we have a habit of wanting to block it for somebody else. If we see somebody else trying to do something positive in the Bitcoin space and you had a bad experience or you don't know about it or you heard that it's doing this, then we have a tendency to tell everybody else, don't get involved. So it's going
right.
to go through, you know, this transition, this growing pains, and before it has a mass adoption.
All right. Love it. Well, anyway, we have 3 minutes and 22 seconds left on the show. So I'm going to ask Ms. J to start closing this out.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you, Brandon, for coming on and sharing all that great information. Hopefully it answered a few of the questions for the people that are just a little skeptical or maybe a little scared to try it. But we really do appreciate it. I will post all your information, your website, and the market cap because that's what I look at. And so other people can check it out and do their own homework. If you had one positive thing to say in a couple of seconds, what would that be to the audience?
That there's hope. There's hope out there. No matter where you currently are financially in your life, you're one decision and 60 days away from a complete financial turnaround if you're willing to learn and step outside of your comfort zone and try something new. Because here's the thing. Whether you like it or not, believe it or not, trust it or not, or think this is real or not, it's going to happen anyway. And we have a choice to either take advantage of it now and position our family and friends, or we wait till the government drops it on top of our heads and we start seeing Bitcoin ATM machines all over the place. Our boss tells us we're not getting paid in crypto and all transactions are happening in crypto. And you're going to say, when did that happen? So there's hope
right.
for all of us. Don't think that I can't do it. I'm not smart enough. I'm not, you know, I don't have enough money. Everybody has a choice now, and our job is just to get the awareness out for it.
Awesome. John L. Brown.
Yes, Brandon. Thanks a lot, man, for coming on the show and sharing sharing this knowledge with everybody. But before we go off air, I would like for Brandon to do one thing for the audience. Do the quote from Les Brown.
Which quote is that?
don't worry about, you know, it's supposed to be.
Well, I got one for you.
Oh, man, I forgot myself.
You.
But I know you did one
you
online,
must?
And it was great.
Yeah, here's one from Les Brown that I live by. You must be willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have, like Miss J did. She saw them women driving around in nice cars and Gucci'd up and down, and she was willing to do what they did to get what they have. So you must be willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have.
That's the one I wanted to hear. All right, back to you, Miss J.
Well, anyway, I'm going to post Brandon's information, and you know, guys, and you can ask him questions. And I hope everybody learns something. That's what the show is about. It's about educating and uplifting and sharing information. So I really hope it was a blessing to you guys because it was a blessing for us.
So good night and peace and blessings.
All right. Good night.
Good night, everybody.